Blog Talk Radio.
It's 325 Music House.
Y'all already know what time it is. About to get off in that game, nigga. Controllers hooked up. About to play my shit. Let go.
Think before you touch me.
Now listen to Real Talk Roundtable with Tweety B, Miss Knack, DJ Sergeant Rock, The God Hero, K. Esco, D-Ham, and your boy Snipe on Blog Talk Radio.
The Central
Blog
Talk Radio.
We talking topics, tell me how you want them.
Yeah.
Elevating minds like it's high learning.
Yeah.
Talking real talk, how you soul burning.
Mm-hmm.
Or how you real pressed to be motivated.
Yeah.
Give you a little knowledge like we speaking conscious.
Mm-hmm.
Whole team strong like you seeing mock. Meet me at the round table where we at.
Yeah.
Real talk round table where we at.
Yeah.
That's where we at. Real talk round table where we at.
Yeah.
That's where we at. Real talk round table where we at.
You are not laughing. Real talk round
table. Well, real talk round table. How everybody doing?
That's good.
Man,
good.
I'm chilling.
Doing great.
I'm chilling. Yeah.
So excited to talk about.
trio.
Everybody sounds so energetic and everything.
Oh, yeah. We sound
you awesome.
We ready.
Okay.
All right, you guys. I'm excited to be here, and this is our very first show as a family and as a team. And I salute all of you guys for all the hard work and promotion we've been doing to let everybody know that we were going to be here tonight. And thank you for everybody that's listening right now to Real Talk Roundtable. And we're going to start out with some introductions because everybody doesn't know everybody. So we're going to start with those. And we're going to do ladies first. So, Ms. Knack, tell everybody who you are.
Well, I am Ms. Knack. I live in Huntington, West Virginia, repping the 304. Originally, I'm from Brooklyn, New York, but I was primarily raised in West Virginia. I have radio experience. It was actually my major in college, as well as myself and my partner had a radio show called the W Recap, and we did really well with that. And I really am happy for that experience because it gave me, you know, so much more info on how to do radio without it being live as well. So definitely salute to him for bringing me on to that and giving me that experience. And I'm just excited to be here, and I thank you for bringing me on.
Absolutely. We're going to rock this. You got this. Everybody got this.
Well,
all right, the guy named Rule. You are up to the plate next.
What's up, man? I'm the guy. I'm a student at the universe. You know what I'm saying? I'm just back once again on Tweety Bird Central, man. You know what I'm saying? To play my role and do what I do. You know, I don't really need no introduction. You know what I'm saying? I'm like a book. You got to turn the pages to get to know me, man. You know what I'm saying? No skipping ahead. Line by line, page by page, paragraph by paragraph, chapter by chapter. I'm here, man. You know, that's all it is to me.
Right.
That's the God. That's the God. I'm telling you, we in here. D-Ham, you up to the plate, baby.
Hey, what it do, man? It's D-Ham. Dallas, Texas, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm about me, man. I'm just a motherfucking crazy ass nigga. That's it, man. I'm gonna say what I want to say. I don't give a fuck who like it, who don't like it. It don't matter to me, hey, man.
Okay.
You know how we do. But I love having fun, though. It's all in fun, though. Out of love and fun, man. That's all it is.
Okay.
That's right. DJ Sergeant Rock, baby.
Whoa, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy, DJ Sergeant Rock, broadcasting live 7,000 feet via satellite from up under the ground. You're under, big. And I'm broadcasting live on Tweety Bird Central. You know what I'm saying? This is my second go around with Tweety. You know what I'm saying? I love you, baby. So let's get it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a DJ. I'm an artist. I'm a producer, consultant. I do another internet radio show called Grind Hard Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to Jit Chronicles. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just blessed to be here. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right, baby. That's what I'm talking about. We ready. I am Tweety B, baby. Tweety Bird, you understand?
Yeah.
I am here.
You understand?
I am here. We back, baby. You
heard
what I said? We back, baby.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Trill.
I'm Tweety B. Y'all know me. I'm crazy as hell. I love this microphone. I love a camera. I love everything. Anything to do with the arts, I'm in it. You can search me and find me at Tweety Bird 334 on everything. You're going to find me there. And we're going to get ready to get into some topics here because that's what we came for. And Ms. Knack is going to start us off with our first topic of the evening.
Yes, ma'am. So far in 2019 alone, okay, we've had 124 people who have been killed and 375 wounded in 104 mass shootings. And now, of course, that doesn't even include the many that we all have heard of, you know, throughout the years. So the topic question is, will stricter gun laws stop mass shootings?
Will stricter gun laws stop mass shootings? All right. Okay, let's start with the guy, Heyru, on that one. What are your thoughts?
I mean, if you look at the statistics, statistically, those people who have used guns in mass shootings, the guns were purchased legally either by their parents or friends, family, or they've been stolen. So, I mean, stricter gun laws is not going to really, personally to me, I don't really see them having an effect, because it's like, how are you going to outlaw me from having a gun because I have a child who at some point may get bullied in school and decide he want to go shoot the school up?
Right. Hello?
Yeah, who up next?
Oh, okay.
DJ Sergeant Rock, what are your thoughts?
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? You know what, man? It's just a sign of the times. You know what I'm saying? It's just a sign of the times. Like, all this gun violence, all this gunplay, you know what I'm saying? It really needs to stop. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I value life, you know what I'm saying, over death, you know what I'm saying? And I realize, you know, today, you know, after watching the Hidden Colors documentary, that this country was based on that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I just don't like war at all. You know what I'm saying? I'm a peaceful dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm crunk, but I'm peaceful. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this gun violence, it really needs to stop. You know what I'm saying? With the Negroes and the police department. You know what I'm saying? Trio.
Right on. Okay, so I'm going to bounce off of you a little bit, Sergeant Rock. You said that it needs to change. So you have the format right now. You have the platform right now. What would you say to a young man right now that's on the way to do something violent with a gun right now? What would you say to him?
I would beg and plead that he don't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's so many ways to get around a situation. And, you know, needless to say, you know, most things can't be resolved just by simply talking about it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you got that big a beef where you can't talk about it, then, you know what I'm saying, that's neither here nor there. But most things are resolved with two people sitting down having a conversation and talking about it. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Everything ain't worth no gunplay, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just
so
being
true.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
True. All right, Snipe, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts is, if I'm walking up to this kid, I really feel, I'm going to tell him straight off dumb, you're going to jeopardize not only just your life, you're going to jeopardize somebody else's life and somebody else's family if you commit this crazy act when you don't have to even do this. Like DJ Sergeant Rock said, if you just talk it out, it's more easier to handle things. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you fight it out, you know what I'm saying? We can fight it out and just live another day. But when you put your, you know what I'm saying, your gun in your hand and just kill somebody, that's just not good. It's not good at all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you're jeopardizing everything. You know what I'm saying? You
could have
been
18.
Go ahead.
We're listening. I'm listening.
No, I said if you're like 18 or something, you could have been something that you never even thought you could have been, like a lawyer, doctor. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? You jeopardize
right.
every single thing just by a squeeze of a bullet. And, wow, it's not good at all.
Right. It kind of puts me in the mind of, me and Miss Nat, we discuss things all the time about what we watch on Netflix and what have you. And we were watching the Ted Bundy thing. And the one thing that the judge said to him at the end was like, you know, it's sad that you wasted your life killing females because I could have used you here. You smart. You very intelligent. Right. You wasted your life killing women. Like, you just threw it all away for what? You could have had all the women you want. You nice looking. I just, that whole thing I couldn't understand. Like, it was just too much. But it is kind of like the same thing. You know, you could, you don't think about it, but you're 18. In 30 years, you're going to be 48 mm-hmm. years old.
Right.
Your whole life is going to be done, just passed you by. It's just going to pass you by.
Right.
And you know, for a second decision. Right. It's crazy. Crazy. Okay, D-Ham, what's your thoughts?
First of all, you know, I think, you know, the gun law ain't nothing wrong with the gun law. It's the people who ain't following the gun law that's the problem. Guns don't kill people. It's the people holding that motherfucker who kill somebody.
Right.
You feel me? Like, you got to understand, if we ain't going to follow the law, they can change it a million times. You still ain't going to follow it.
So
everybody ain't supposed to have it. Okay, they say we can carry guns. That don't mean, man, okay, I'm going to walk around. We ain't in Western time. We got to walk around with pistols on us. We don't teach our kids. These kids ain't being taught no more to fight. That ain't what they're being taught no more. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I get a call from school every day. Like, y'all don't even want to handle with, y'all don't even want to deal with kids no more. Like, y'all just there for a check. Y'all don't care about these kids or none of that. So,
they don't
You got
the kids. They just, these kids is different kind of kids. These kids,
they grown.
I saw a little,
they grown.
She was doing so much cussing on this video, and he couldn't have been 12. It was no way he was 12 years old. What he was saying,
but that's the blame of the parents.
He was cussing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why?
That's the blame of the parents. See, me, I'm a stripper. My kids hate it. When they know when they in trouble, I ain't going to whoop you. I'm going to lecture the shit out of you. I'll talk to you for 3 hours. How you bored, just sitting there. I repeat myself over and over and over and over. You ain't going to do it no more because you ain't going to want to keep sitting through this. You know, I teach my kids, somebody hit you, you be fair with it, man. You tell them, hey, man, leave me alone. If they don't, then you pop them in their mouth. With your fist, don't come back and pick up no stick, no knife, no gun. You don't need none of that. Use your fist.
Right. But let's just say they come back with a gun. Then what do?
Oh, no, my bad, y'all. Somebody had called me, my bad. Can I answer that question? If somebody retaliates with a gun.
That's coward.
The best thing that you can possibly do, that's a tough one because, you better watch your back, too. You got to watch your back. Now, how you prevent that is, as a parent, when your child come home and say they had a fight, a smart parent does this. A smart parent finds out who you had a fight with and go find their parents and have a conversation with them.
Right.
And talk about this fight that our children just had so we can try to resolve it before it escalates to something else. But you know what happens when you do that? Now the parents mad at each other. But why? We don't even know each other. I don't even know you. My child just got into it with your child. That's it.
That's it.
Communication.
Man, that's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a little bit off topic with regards to, like, the laws and what have you, but I really think that it's just a contribution to the bitchification of America. You know what I'm saying? It's like people think of L is like this gigantic thing, man, that, you know what I'm saying, it's like the end all and be all of your life and shit. So people don't like taking L's. You know what I mean? It's like fighting is frowned upon. You got, sad to say, you got women raising sons. And, you know, all of them not conscious of their behavior. All of them not conscious of, you know, what they doing, how they doing, what they saying, how they behaving in front of their sons. You know, a lot of women dressing their sons up like they little men, acting like, you know, they self to two boyfriends. Some of them, you know, dressing their sons up like it's a fashion show when they're growing up to be little girls. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't mean it like a homosexual type of way or nothing like that. I simply mean that they growing up dealing with things the way women do, using too many words. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I grew up like, you fight, you fight. You take a loss, you go fight the next day. You lose again, you go fight the next day. Either you make up or you be cool with the dude or what have you. But at the same time, it's like it's a cultural thing that people are ignoring about human beings. It's like it's too many people on the planet. It's too crowded. It's not enough room. It's not enough for everybody. You can say what you want to say, man, be all like emotional and kumbaya and all that bullshit, but it's not enough for everybody. And so people are not looking at the fact that we in each other way. You know what I'm saying? I'm not no nice dude. Everybody not supposed to sit at the top. Some people supposed to be peons. Some people supposed to get stepped on. They supposed to work for people. Mm-hmm. They supposed to do stuff. Everybody not the same. You know, you look at your hand. That's each fine. Finger is different in shape, different in size, because that's how it's supposed to be. You know, I can't encourage nobody to kill nobody. I would ask a dude if it's worth his life. If he feels it's worth his life, I'm not going to tell him, you know what I'm saying, not to shoot the dude, because culturally, that's what's going on in the hood. What's going on in the hood is you shoot me, I shoot you back. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You shoot me back, I die, my homeboy come shoot you. You know what I mean? And it's reached such a degree that it's like my homeboy is shooting my other homeboy because me and that homeboy had a fight. So it's like hoods ain't even hoods no. It's like it's dudes who hang out, get high, have sex with women, and do whatever they do together. It's a clique within the clique. So it's like it's really no control. It's nonsense and madness, and people only making it worse by expecting all of a sudden to say, like, oh, violence only begets violence, and you shouldn't do that. Man, read the Bible. It's so much violence and smiting, you know, and stoning people in the Bible. Man, this is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's just it's madness. So at the end of the day, man, it's like nothing's going to change it except for individuals wanting to. Everybody got to take responsibility for somebody, man, to try to make changes. Once that happens, you'll start seeing some limited results. But it's human nature to be competitive. You know what I mean? And if a dude is insecure within himself and he don't have like that strength, he's not going to take that loss. You know, that's dudes jumping on girls now because they get curved. You know what I'm saying? I mean, using baseball metaphors. Like it takes three strikes. You know what I'm saying? A curve don't mean nothing to me, man. You know, but the change of an opportunity or to keep on moving. I ain't mad. Everybody ain't for everybody, but the mindset that we have, you know. So that's just in keeping with the mindset of the violence that's being done. You know what I mean? It's like ain't nobody telling Billy, man, hit somebody. I was told to pick up something, hit somebody with it. You can't whoop them, pick up something, hit somebody with it. They keep jumping on you, bully, whatever. But now they get a gun after being ready for 2-3 weeks, 2-3 months, you know what I mean? It's madness, you know, and the hypocrisy. Yeah. You see all these other kids coming out from these school shootings. They want to speak and talk about how horrible it is. But y'all little young fashion models, y'all like the popular kids. Y'all never at one time went to no table, to no lonely kid and say, hey, you all right? So now when he come up there shooting at everybody, y'all them treating him bad, y'all want to say y'all don't understand. Of course you don't understand. You didn't want to understand. Right. Now it's too late.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? People not kind. That's where the problems come from. But changing the gun law ain't going to do nothing.
I just don't see, like, how you're going to make it stick. Like, change. You're not going to be there at Carlos Chop Shop when the deal go down for the pistol. It's just like, you tell me because I ain't got a driver's license that I can't drive, but damn it, if I got the keys, I can get in that motherfucking drive if I want to. You know what I'm saying? So it's no way to regulate that. And whatever you put in place, it's not going to work. Just like the wall ain't going to work. You know, it's too many ways to get up on it, over it, and around. It's too much. Oh my God. Oh Lord.
You get the right machinery, you can make it go.
I want to bounce off of Tweety and what Tweety said, because I agree with you on that, because, you know, you look at how hard it is just to get your friends and your family on the same page. Now, let's talk about getting the actual legislature on the same page when it comes to these gun laws. I mean, I really at this point can't think of anything that would truly work in when it comes to keeping guns out of people's hands who shouldn't have them. You know, so far it seems like nothing has worked. And, you know, it's just hard to get everybody on the same page to really do something about it that would really stick. You know what I mean?
Right.
the world has gotten really comfortable with guns. You know, I was noticing as I was watching that video that I had shared with the shooting that was going on, people were just acting normal. They was just walking like nothing was happening, nothing was going on. You know, and it's crazy how used to guns we are. And
bullets
flying
over our head.
Right.
Right. You know, the purpose of a gun is for protection. It's no longer for protection now. Like, I got a gun. It's a popular thing. If you ain't got a gun, you a sucker or you're weak. Oh, man, he ain't got no feel. No, I got hands, man. I throw my hands. I ain't tripping. But man, I'm saying, dude, like, people forget, people not understanding. When you got, when these kids get these guns and stuff in their hands, a lot of it be accidents because parents, we allowing the streets to raise our kids. I'm just saying we because I don't want nobody to feel like I'm pointing fingers or anything. I'm saying right. We. You got to know. So we allow the streets, we allow somebody from the streets, a homeboy, a partner, a homegirl, whatever, we allow them to teach these kids. Parents ain't being parents no more. They want to be their kids' best friends. Like, I'm not your best friend. I'm not your best friend. You can't talk to me how you want to.
Right.
So, when if you have a gun in your house and you have kids, then you need to show this gun to your kids and explain to them why this gun in this house. What the purpose for this gun? And I mean, the only thing we can do is. They say you can lead a camel to water, but you can't make them drink. So, I mean, we can teach, but our kids are still going to learn whatever they're teaching on these streets, too, and they're going to like that more than what we teach.
That's right. I'm going to tell you something. Like, honestly, I don't see no purpose in telling no kids you got a gun in the house until they get to the age where they're capable of using it. No more than I see a woman telling her daughter where her vibrator at. You know what I'm saying? It just don't make
sense. Right, they find it anyway. Kids are nosy. They find it anyway.
If your kids find your gun, then that's something you slacking on. They got gun lockers. They got all kind of stuff. Your daughter find your vibrator. That's only you better. Mm-hmm. There's certain stuff that we had. Like, they got kids that's being rushed into adulthood too. So, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh, mm-hmm.
Growing up, I never even went in my parents' room. You know what I'm saying? So now you got these kids with these phones, with all this nonsense, with all this madness, and parents is allowing cell phones to babysit their kids. That's what they really doing. The streets ain't doing it because kids don't go outside.
The internet is babysitting their kids.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Videos, nonsense.
Videos, social media, all this crazy.
You can't even don't even know the ABCs, but he know the rap songs. He know how to take the parental guidance. A block off the phone. He can hack and do all this crazy shit. So the reality, man, is that you got to stay present in your kid's life. You know, you can't sit on Facebook all day. You can't be snapping and Instagramming and, you know what I'm saying, you're recording every aspect of your life, man, but you missing what your kids is doing. You know what I'm saying?
And
so,
the cell phone, you know, a lot of parents, you know, get these cell phones to little kids that's 2, 3, and they play all on the phones. And they're not, won't you teach them anything off this to teach them something educational, not just sitting in front of this to play on my phone. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And then a lot of parents don't tell kids, look, you got to go outside. You know what I'm saying? I need you to run, do some exercise, something, because now you giving them activities. Now they don't have activities to do. It's just on the phone, that's all their activities.
Right. Yes.
And it's crazy. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that and the fact that, like, these kids are so used to a camera. Like, when they come in the world, these people nowadays, they taking pictures from the 3 weeks finding out all the way up until they at least 2 or 3 years old before they slow down. You know what I mean? And it's like the kids be sick of the camera sometimes. They just be like, well, I don't want to take no selfie today before I go to school. I just want to go to school. You know what I mean? But mom and dad want to put it up there for the book. You know what I mean? And it's crazy. My son, he don't play that. He don't take no pictures for shit. Like, no, mom, I don't care what he's doing. He ain't taking no pictures. He is the complete opposite of me. He's like, get that out my face. But it's crazy. Because I was noticing, like, they're sneaking things, not only just in the internet, but also on the kids' shows that they watch. Like, you would be surprised at some of the content in these cartoons nowadays. It is crazy.
Ooh, it is crazy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I couldn't believe some of the stuff I was seeing with the cartoons nowadays. Like, we didn't have cartoons.
The whole
like
subject
that.
In itself, by itself, the cartoons today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's ridiculous,
right.
You know. I know what never comes to my daughter. You know, I block her from a lot. She's 13, but I'm very tough on her, you know, and I'm not sorry about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I
right.
feel like because she is also, you know, a little young queen, there's a lot of things
mm-hmm.
that I have to instill, you know, in her when it comes to self-worth and things like that. And when it comes to that Facebook and them pictures and stuff, she don't
mm-hmm.
like it, and I don't really play it. I mean, you can go and see how few pictures I have on her because I try to keep her shielded from all of that because you just never know who might be out there
mm-hmm.
lurking, you know,
mm-hmm.
and have a type of hidden agenda, you know, for her behind closed doors. And so
right.
when it comes
mm-hmm.
to kind of going back to what the God was saying about how these parents, you know, we're just not doing enough to keep our kids as kids. You know, she's 13. She has no business acting like a 21-year-old woman. She needs to stay in a
right.
child's place, period.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, you guys, we're going to pause right here and take a little break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to get into some sports with Snipe. So you guys hang on. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
As Maxwell sat there eating his first Whopper, he couldn't help but notice that his girlfriend Moonbeam seemed different. Did her dreadlock clump always pull her head to the left like that? Had she always been so committed in the fight against store-bought soap? Did someone steal her shoes? It was hard for Maxwell to say, but one thing was for sure. After he tasted his first Whopper, he questioned what he had previously mistaken as perfect. And unfortunately for Moonbeam, she was no Whopper. Get a taste for perfection with fresh tomatoes, crisp lettuce, and a delicious 100% pure beef patty. A freshly flame-grilled Whopper. Burger King. Taste is king.
It is nice.
Yeah, but are we a van family?
Are we a van family? Of course you are.
The van just talks.
Sales guy, give me your foot. Is it magic? No, it's a Pacifica. Come on in.
Allow me to do a little self-promotion. Check out all these features that I got up in here.
It also comes in a hybrid.
Yo, what's up? Van life. You know you want it. What are you waiting for? Let's get on the road.
But does it ever shut up?
Get me off the lot, baby. I will sing to you on the way home. Pacifica!
DJ Esco.
Check this. Two cups, nigga, got the red in me. The Ku Klux Klan and the streets with me. Some real is out of love to sleep with me. Some real is out of love to sleep with me. The Miley Cross got me like a dummy. Her waistline small and that booty look dummy. She
DJ
done
Esco.
Now she about
Let's
to go. You can check my catalog. I'ma keep the money coming. I done kept the water on life. Fucking keep. Running, got a car with no flaws. Treaty cuts on my necklace. Get a lot of money, put your main bitch on the sideline. Hey, main bitch on the sideline. Get a lot of money, put your main bitch on the sideline. I just get them bands, get them bands, do a shout out. I just get them bands and the light to come a shout out. I just get them bands and the light to come a shout out. I just fuck the fan and she asked for a shout out. Nigga talk crazy, tryna get the floor shot up. I just had some coke inside the freezer, tryna come up. Everything seems different when you smoke a blunt up. You would gain territory that you tryna run up. That you try to run up, watch that you try to run up. I dare you tired from the I just ran my bells up on the week, baby. Gotta keep the hammer on the seat, baby. I gotta switch my grammar every week, baby. Till I see $1 billion ain't complete, baby. See $1 trillion ain't complete, baby. See $1 trillion ain't complete, baby. Dare you try to run the I dare you tired from the I dare you tired from the Christian nails on me, this is not a fairy tale. A couple bells on me, I just got it out the mail. Don Perignon, let the champagne spill. We just get the funds, then hit you with the steel. Upper echelon, we'll never miss a meal. You gotta use waves just to get through the crib. Shout out to the love with the codeine and pills. Shout out to whip around the city in a half a meal. Hey, main bitch on the satellite. Get a lot of money, put your main bitch on the satellite.
The coolest DJ in the world.
Do a shout out, though. I just get them bands, get them bands, do a shout out, though. Get them fans in the light to give my shout outs. I just fucked a fan and she asked for a shout out. Nigga talk crazy trying to get the blood shot up. I just had some coke inside the freezer trying to come up. Everything seems different when you smoke a blunt up. You would gain territory that you're trying to run up. That you try to run up. I dare you try to run up. I dare you try to run up. I just ran my bells up on the weekday. Gotta keep the hammer on the seat, baby. I gotta switch my grandma every week, baby. Till I see $1 billion ain't complete, baby. See $1 trillion ain't complete, baby. See $1 trillion ain't complete, baby. Dare you try to run up, I dare you try to run up. I dare you try to run up. Off white leather, got a pop collar. Shout to bust it up to $1 top dollar. Caught a damn bad bottle of Margiela. I did the whole dash, et cetera, et cetera. Main bitch on the sideline. Get a lot of money, put your main bitch on the sideline. I just get them bands, get them sand, do a shout out.
Yeah. Everything in house. Let's do it. I was a player, then I turned to a coach. Me and my team took a different approach. Everything in house. We bought a studio, put the shit in the closet. Getting to work, now we just getting started. Everything in house. Sacrificed a lot to execute the plan. We built a brand and we built to last. Everything in house. I took a chance when I purchased that land. We crossbreeding and we made us a strand. Everything in house. Yeah, everything in house. Nip said our money in, nigga, no money out. And I seen a different path, I took the marathon route. And it's water on my jewelry, I don't experience a drought. Burn haze and burn sage when a nigga in doubt. Big dreams and big bags, we don't do small amounts, yeah. Rode a Dutch and let it torch. Took a trip to Denver just to eat at water course. Nigga still ballin', been some years since I seen the court. Used to drive Cutlass, now I'm swerving in the Porsche. Flight to Oregon just to visit grow houses. Used to hand count it, now I gotta count it. I was a player, then I turned to a coach. Me and my team took a different approach. Everything in house. We bought a studio, put the shit in the closet. Getting to work, now we just getting started. Everything in house. Sacrificed a lot to execute the plan. We built a brand and we built to last. Everything in house. I took a chance when I purchased that land. We crossbreeding and we made us a strand. Everything in house.
I tried to make this shit written like Nas' second album. Jay heard them two songs and say I should do an album. Cause you bouncing with them flows and it's all in house though. Got a one stop shop all in your house, bro. Branded, build it up like a business. Gotta think like a business, the only vision. Made niggas fuck with you who wasn't fucking with you. Turn them to a fan, now they stuck with you. Them real life experiences make you grow. I took all of my critics as a note. To myself as confidence, how you grow. Keep it all in house, you better know.
I was a player, then I turned to a coach. Me and my team took a different approach. Everything in house. We bought a studio, put the shit in the closet. Getting to work, now we just getting started. Everything in house. Sacrificed a lot to execute the plan. We built a brand and we built to last. Everything in house. I took a chance when I purchased that land. We crossbreeding and we made us a strand. Everything in house.
Real Talk Roundtable. We
want to
talk about it.
All right, you guys, we are back. We are back. And we are ready for some sports. Tonight, we're going to pull you up to the mic and talk to us a little bit about what's happening in sports.
Hey, look, see, now, you know, we're in the NBA playoffs and everybody. And, you know, this whole topic has not been about LeBron. I'm sorry if I can't hit y'all with a little jab. He's not in here. So, but we got the Warriors, y'all. Are they going to repeat? And, you know, here's the eight teams that's left in the playoffs. You know, we're going to start with the East. We got Toronto and Philadelphia. My prediction is Toronto's going to take over that. You know, people's entitled to their opinion. We're going to see who has their own teams. But we got Boston and Milwaukee. Kyrie, my boy, with the handle, going against Giannis, Greek Freak. That's going to be a nice little series, y'all. I want y'all to pay attention to that one. That's going to be nice. The big old big man with the handle, he may dunk on you and all this. So, man, do I want to pick Boston? Man, I want the Greek Freak, but I'm going to go with Boston because I love Kyrie and his team might be on something. Now we're going to go to the West, y'all. I want y'all to – this is lovely. You know, I wish this could be the NBA Finals, but we got Golden State and Houston. Y'all already seen what happened in Game 1. You know, KD is, like, unguardable and – James Harden with the beard, is he going to show up or is he going to fold everybody? What y'all think? But anyway, and then we got Denver, the young Jokic, Jamal Murray. You know, this team probably is unheard in this playoff, but they hear everybody, you know what I'm saying? But they got to go against my boy, Dame Lillard. And you seen what he did to PG-13, y'all. But I'm gonna take Portland in that, you know. But overall, Golden State facing Toronto in the finals. What y'all think? Y'all think as a prediction?
My next thing. I don't give a damn.
I ain't got a dog in the fight, you know.
I don't give a damn, and that's y'all say nothing about my team either. Snipe, don't you say nothing. No, don't y'all say nothing about my Knicks because we're gonna make a comeback. So I just take that out.
They don't even deserve to be talked about. So we're not even gonna bring the Knicks up.
They done a long time ago.
God damn.
Okay,
yeah,
that was so rude. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You ain't sorry.
Go
ahead. You ain't sorry. Go ahead and continue. I'm going to let you have that one tonight.
And thank God you were finding out.
Ooh.
Y'all got jabs and hooks going on.
Put on the gloves. Hey, make it pop,
it's
baby.
It's always funny. It's always funny.
Toronto is going to win that series. I don't think the Sixers are ready. Toronto got something to prove.
Hey.
I'm only saying that because Toronto has been to the playoffs numerous of times. Like this, I mean, they got to have a year. They go all the time. They finally made it past the first round for the second year ever in their history. They trying to do something. Now, Philly is a tough team. I like Philly. I ain't knocking. I'm a biased person when it comes to sports. I just love sports. I don't necessarily have a team. I'm not a Mavericks fan just because I'm from Dallas. I'm a Dirk fan. I'm just not a Mavericks fan. I don't think the Bucks are going to win either because they lost the first game at home. I mean, when you lose, you pretty much lost home court advantage. You pretty much lost home court advantage.
Oh, my God.
The best game of this series is the Warriors and the Rockets. Like he said, I wish that was the finals, or at least the Western Conference Finals. It would have been, you know, it's just the second round. Like, it's still cool, but I would like to see it a little deeper. I didn't really get to watch game one, but I will say this. If you can't match threes with the Warriors, you're not going to beat them. That's just bottom line. This is a team that shoot threes. The whole team shoot three-pointers. They run a fast break. Don't nobody go to the goal. They go to the three-point line. Everybody knows it, but they can't stop it. All you can do is try to match it. And if you go down there and shoot a brick and we come back down and pop a – come on now. I mean, then you go back down and shoot a two and we come back and shoot another. That's 6-2. Just that fast. So, I'm just – you know, it's going to be tough. Well, but it is the playoffs. Anything can happen.
Right on. Okay, you guys – I do believe the God Heru has a second topic for us to get into this evening.
Yeah, man. Well, the brother was supposed to do the topic, man, but he's not going to be here today, man. So you know what I'm saying. We're going to wish the brother well, man, and all that. But his topic was should black people vote? You know, I guess the title officially was or unofficially was to vote or not to vote. That's the question. So, you know, we don't just let it go around, man, and let everybody, you know, voice their opinion on whether black people should vote or not.
Okay. Well, I'll start. And my personal opinion, you know, I've been in debates with people over, you know, this. And personally, I vote. You know, and the reason why I vote is because, you know, I remember times that myself and my grandmother were having conversations and her kind of recalling the days whenever she couldn't vote. You know, she didn't have that right. And I felt like because of that, it was my duty, you know, as a black woman to vote. Now, on the flip side of that, I can't say that I don't understand where, you know, some of our people will bring up the fact that, you know, our vote is not important or that, you know, these voting poll stations do everything they can to make sure that our vote is not counted. And I know we've all seen, you know, news, especially in this last election, about the voter suppression in Georgia and all the fuckery that was happening in Florida as well, you know, hiding voting machines in basements, you know, absentee ballots not being counted. I mean, it was just a lot of fuckery going on in counties that were predominantly black. So with that being said, you know, people definitely have a reason to doubt the voting process. So, you know, I can see both sides of it.
Yeah.
But myself personally, I'm voting, period.
Well, I just say it's a lot of brainwashing going on. And what I mean by that is it's so much confusion. You know, in one breath, they'll show you how somebody can easily manipulate a vote. Or they will give you a thought that it may have been tampered with. You don't know. You really don't know. You can't say. Then you present that picture to a person, and it's like, why am I getting off work to go stand in line for something that may or may not happen? And it's a type of brainwashing thing that is being used, and it's causing a great confusion amongst our community. And it really don't take that much to get us stirred up, you know, and separated and divided. I've never understood that, but go ahead on and vote so they can't say you didn't vote. You know what I mean? Go out here and put your vote in, and, you know, because people did die for you to have that right, for you to be able to do that. So you need to pay that much respect and go to the poll and do it. So that's my thought on it.
All right, just to bounce off of what you said.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Snipe.
Oh, good.
just about bounce off of what you said, you know, we always scream change. We always scream we need this, we need that. You know, our mindset when we vote, you know, a lot of black people probably think, well, it needs to happen right now, not later down the line. But if you go do it, you will never know what may happen 2 or 3 years down the line. You know, gas might go down or, you know, something may happen that you're successful or anything if you did it. But if you don't, you know, we do have our doubts. You can't complain, but we do have our doubts because of how they mess up these pollings, these systems. They rig them, they hack them, they do all this kind of stuff to make us believe, like, don't go do it because, oh, he did this, he hacked this, he did this, and my vote ain't even count no way. That's how, you know, we think most of the time. You know, it's a flip side to this.
I agree. Sergeant Rock?
I think that it's a person's privileged right to vote. And I also think that it's a person's privileged right to not vote. So whichever reason you got going on for your voting process, for you to vote or for you not to vote, you know what I'm saying? I think we're just granted that right as a human being. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're blessed with the ability to go vote. You know what I'm saying? But half the time motherfuckers is voting, they don't know what they voting for. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's true.
And you know, it's all types of loopholes in this shit. You know what I'm saying? But me personally, I would encourage anybody to go out and vote. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, just like I said, you know, even though your vote might not count or they might rig some shit or, you know, whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? Because people will do it. You know what I'm saying? Although they might do that shit, you know what I'm saying? You can say that you voted and your name is on the list. You know what I'm saying? Regardless if they take that motherfucker from you or not. So
right on.
That's my spiel on it. Trill.
Okay. Right on. Okay, B-Ham?
Do y'all not see what happened when we didn't vote? You see who in the office right now? Like, please get up and go vote. Man, get up off your butts and go vote, man. I mean, I'm talking to myself, too, because I ain't never voted. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't even really gave that stuff I never really even gave it a thought. I got in trouble, so I never had – I couldn't vote until they passed the law with the felony and all of that stuff. I couldn't vote. I couldn't vote
for
me.
You never voted.
You know what I'm saying?
You never voted in your life, bro.
I never voted. Never. That's what
man,
I'm saying.
You
so,
have
so.
Experience of going inside that cubicle, man. You got to have that.
That's what I'm saying.
Damn.
But you got to understand. Just think about how many people in the world saying the same thing I just said.
Man, let the brother talk.
You
hear me? Y'all can't jump on him like that, man. You know, hey.
I said it last time. Y'all jumping on me? Oh, I ain't know y'all was. Look, man, I ain't voted. Okay, then. I ain't voted. Nigga, so what? I never voted before.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
I feel we got an obligation to vote, man. Anytime you watch them videos, man, them documentaries, man, them brothers and sisters getting them dogs and water holes turned on them. Them sisters that went down there every single year and had to recite the Constitution, you know, the preamble, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, name presidents, all the chief justices, all the, you know what I'm saying, the congressmen ever sent. And back and forth, man, just to vote, I feel you got an obligation, man, just so that you can participate in the argument afterwards. If you don't vote, I don't feel an obligation. Or you got a right to say anything about what happened. You know,
that's
I
very
mean,
important.
You know, that is elections are the important elections, man. You know what I'm saying? Also, the debate for me is still whether or not we need to have this electoral college. I mean, with the advent of the internet and people being able to go online and read and research and do stuff for themselves, I feel like we live in a country, man, that's supposed to be about the people, then the popular vote should count. I mean, we go all the way back to the same little popular vote versus, you know what I'm saying, the electoral college, man, and it like overturned Reconstruction, set black people back another 100 years after they had finally got in a position, man, to be able to vote and hold some office and stuff like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we have seen in our history how the popular vote versus the electoral college has, you know what I'm saying, been a constant problematic change. And I believe that now with citizens being more educated, that they should be able to vote for what they feel. They don't need nobody to speak for them. They don't need no group of people to say, well, this many people in this area voted for this, so this is where the votes is going to. At the same time, now, I got to get a little controversial. The reality is, man, is that in this country, democracy is an experiment that's out of control. Because at the end of the day, man, you cannot have a democratic society in which capitalism is the ultimate goal. So anytime about making a dollar, it's just not going to work. You know what I'm saying? The people who's going to vote, they pocketbook. You see what I'm saying?
They're always going to worry about the dollar. They're always going to worry about their dollar.
Not just that, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like human beings, everybody just ain't supposed to have no say-so. You know what I'm saying? Like, I genuinely believe that. Everybody's not supposed to have no say-so. You know, I think a dude that go around and have 50 kids, man, and don't take care of none of them, he don't got the right to have no say-so.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we've gotten too far away from basic things. Like, you don't even have to be a real man to have kids. You know what I'm saying? Dudes taking advantage of these 16, 17, 18-year-old, 19-year-old infants and impregnating them and shit. They don't know nothing about being a woman. Dude getting a woman pregnant that don't even know nothing about her menstruation cycle. So to me, it's a bunch of madness. It's so much that's wrong with society. So, I mean, you know, voting is just one thing that's wrong. But I feel we got an obligation, man, based solely on the fact, man, that so many people died and sweated. If you like grandma, you know, great-grandma, apple pie, peach cobbler recipe, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to vote, especially y'all down there in the South, man, who had it the hardest. Y'all got an obligation to vote. My family come from the South. Everybody family come from the South. Got an obligation to vote, man, because when you couldn't, you was crying. So now that you can, go down there and vote and talk shit afterward. Walk up out there after you pull the slot and say, I did that shit. I know it ain't going to count, but I, you know, I did what I was supposed to do.
Did it?
And you do, at the end of the day, you have a right to sit at the table and argue back and forth about what's going on. Because I personally feel if you ain't did nothing, you ain't got a right to post nothing on Facebook. You ain't got a right to say nothing about nothing. If you did not vote, then, man, Trump should be able to come to your house with a condom on and stroke you how he's
I wish he would pull up over her. Goddamn, she got me fucked up.
Damn.
Well, he said, I want to add to.
I swear.
Going back to, I think DJ Sergeant Rock said about people really don't even know who they're voting for. And that's one thing that, you know, we need to make sure we do is educate ourselves on who we are voting for. That's very important. And a lot of our people, you know, they'll see somebody black running for office and they want to jump and vote for them. But being real, everybody who's black is not right, and a lot of these black leaders aren't right either. So you really need to go out there and make sure you are researching, you know, who you're voting for. Because if you're putting the wrong people in office, nothing is ever going to change.
Yeah.
That's right.
Say that shit again, man. The reality is, though, man, they all the same. You know what I'm saying? All these, I said it before, y'all heard me say it. All these lawyers went to school together. These judges went to school together, man. They became politicians together, man. And they all doing the same thing, man. They got us caught up in this nonsense cycle, man, where, you know what I'm saying, they arguing about what's the best part of the nickel, the front or the back, but it's still a nickel. You know what I mean? About the same thing going around. You know, and it's hurting us. It ain't even about none of that.
For real. Oh, all right, you guys, we're going to pause right here for a minute, and when we come back, we're going to get into our hot topic for the evening, all right? So you guys hang on. Don't go nowhere. We will be back.
My name is Brittany. A little thing I love about the Egg White Grill is the toasty English muffin. It's toasted perfectly. It's just a little crispy, but not like hard crispy, but just crispy enough that when you bite into it, everything is perfect.
My name is Curtis, and I love the Egg White Grill because the egg itself, it's like soft and fluffy, like a pillow. I would eat my pillow, but I'd eat the Chick-fil-A breakfast egg white sandwich for sure.
Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke Summer sound effects on you? Yes. Cool. You okay with this? Yes. And this? And what about this? Ha! Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
I want to, but a bitch got pride. Switching up shit is what I can't fuck with. I'm feeling you, but you hard to get in touch with. And you ain't hit me up in a while. Acting like you don't know a number to dial. You quit, and that's it. I'ma throw in the towel. Cause a nigga only gon' do what you allow. You don't want this gun smoke. Then the text with your nose and your thumb broke. I don't care if we get in school and I fall on your ass. But I still wake up from this call in your hear ass, nigga.
My line no more. I'm looking at this message they on me. Acting like they ain't niggas that want me. Let another nigga in your spot, and you gon' be hot, nigga, call me. You gon' be sick to your stomach. Hit me when you're free, 1-800. It's emergency, call me 911. Right now I'm out here tryna find someone. The ring on my phone, ring on my finger. You acting like you ain't tryna do either. What's a good girl? Watch me turn Bieber. Here goes my heart.
You don't hear my line no more.
Came out of nowhere with that one, you know what I'm saying? Like, Okay, we gonna ring, ring, ring in this motherfucker. All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, now we're gonna get into our hot topic with Ms. Nett.
Okay, y'all. So I read this and I'm just so appalled. So Heisman Trophy winner Kyler Murray, who happens to be black, and a former Texas A&M and University of Oklahoma quarterback, was the first overall pick in the NFL draft last week, as well as the number 9 pick in the Major League Baseball draft. And he's the only player drafted in the first round of 2 major sports leagues. So right after the draft on Saturday, Donald Trump decided to go on Twitter and congratulate the number 2 pick instead, Nick Bosa. Now, Nick Bosa has already expressed his support for Trump, of course, and has also been linked to racially charged tweets. He said things like Black Panther was the worst Marvel movie, Beyonce's music was trash, Colin Kaepernick was a clown, and has also and was also criticized for liking racist and homophobic slurs. Now, since Donald Trump couldn't congratulate him, I just want to say personally, you know, congratulations to him, because what an achievement to be drafted in 2 major leagues. And granted, Donald Trump has the right to get on Twitter and say what he want to say. Obviously, he doesn't have no problem with doing it because he does it every day. But I think it definitely was a slap in Kyler Murray's face to just overlook his achievement as well. Now, we all know that Donald Trump attacks anybody who says anything negative about him. I mean, he has said things about Steph Curry, you know, LeBron James, I mean, and many other athletes who have said things about him. Now, Kyler Murray has never spoken a word about him. So my question to y'all is, do you feel like he just tweeted the you know, tweet to Nick Bosa because he's a supporter of his, or do you feel like it was more racially motivated why he did that?
I'm going to say both. You know, because, you know, yes, he is a supporter of this guy, and, you know, it goes hand in hand. You know, we're not stupid anymore, you know what I'm saying, to the fact that, come on now, this man, Kyler Murray, was number 1 pick. Why you go to number 2? This man, what is his achievement? You know what I'm saying? Let's be real on that. You know what I'm saying? But you sitting here with this guy with racial slurs, and then when he gets drafted, he apologizes and all this. Like, come on now. Let's be real.
Right.
Yeah.
Be real. It ain't good, man.
That's all right, because he ain't going to do nothing but feed him some McDonald's. He can go buy his own McDonald's. He don't need his stamp of approval for nothing.
Right.
He don't need his own McDonald's, his own Wendy's, whatever he wants. If you want to celebrate that way.
But you know what the stigma is. You know what the stigma is. Okay, you the number 1 draft pick. You know what I'm saying? So the president ought to congratulate you on camera in front of the public. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But
for
he
real.
Don't do that. He don't do that for
But we talking about Donald Trump. Y'all, like, think about it. This the man who said he didn't want them to come to the White House after winning the championship. Like,
right?
Like
that's
a tradition. That's part of like winning the championship. They all go see the president. Nobody wants to go see this dude. Like, I followed Trump. I was following Trump on Twitter. I used to follow him before he became president.
Right.
But this dude, like, I don't know. To me, he's the most normalist president ever. Like, he stays on Twitter. You're not even running the country. You're not running the country.
Right.
You're on Twitter 24/7. You have to make sure.
The house is doing his job.
You always got something to say.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah.
He's stupid. This is
That's
a dumb man.
Cause he ain't doing no job, no work.
That's what I'm saying. He ain't doing
no work. You know?
Well, I mean, when have y'all known any of our presidents to do something? Obama was a long shot for black people, but I'm just saying, when have you ever known any president to do something? It's up to the House. The House run him. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
That is true. That is true.
So we can have Trump as the face of America, but it ain't gonna mean shit because the House run it. You know what I'm saying? The House run this shit.
Right. But what I'm saying is, I mean, you the president. Name one president you know besides Trump that's been on Twitter like this man has been on Twitter.
Well, I mean, look at the time.
So to me, it's like Twitter is more important to him than whatever the fuck is going on in the world. Like, I don't care about what's going on.
He's just like, he is one of these guys that want to be remembered for something. He don't give a damn what it is. If it's being the worst president of America, he'll take it. You know, he one of those guys. If everybody was to quit paying his ass some attention, he'll go in a coma somewhere and cry. Like if the news stopped writing stories about him and nobody was listening to him on Twitter, he would just ball up and just, you know, spontaneously combust because, you know, he's all about attention. It's sickening.
It really is.
It's sickening.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is that, you know, he had to know that because people look at him as a racist, that when he did not congratulate Kyler Murray, he knew what the hell that was going to look like. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he didn't care.
He was going to look like an even bigger racist. You know
what
I'm saying?
Right. And that's what makes him so sick to me, because it's like you knew that and you didn't even give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. But you can't say nothing bad about him, or he'll cut you off Twitter.
You're gonna pull a Jay-Z on your ass.
You know what I mean? Like, oh man,
cut the whole
vibe out and damn the vibes. So y'all gonna try to tell me? Y'all gonna do y'all job and tell me what to do? But because y'all don't agree with me, I'm gonna fire you.
Right.
It's crazy.
If I was that young man, I wouldn't give two farts if Trump said anything to me. Like,
right.
Shit, I wouldn't even care. Like,
right.
you're not signing my check, sir. So I don't
right.
care what you say to me. You don't have to say nothing. I'm glad you don't say nothing to me. I would be ecstatic that you didn't say shit to me.
Right.
Wow.
I agree.
All he gotta go do is go shine. That's all he gotta go do is go shine on that man. That's it. Just go shine and be great. That's it. That's all he gotta
do.
That's
all you gotta do. And truth be told, Trump ain't gonna make it to the second term. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So that's a wrap on Trump.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Trump was idiotic. He's a poor excuse for a president. You know what I'm saying? He don't represent me. I don't know about y'all, but Trump don't represent me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is. Ron is raggedy ass bitch. Trill.
Oh, God. I'm so done with y'all. It always like this. When we get on Trump, and it just is what it is. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to put somebody in the hot seat because we said we were going to do an hour tonight, and I knew we was going to go over because, you know, we get so excited when we start talking. So you guys excuse us because we went over just a little bit, but it was just a little bit. So just hang on tight with us. And let's see who I want to put in the hot seat. Okay. Let's go with D-Ham. I'm putting your ass in the hot seat.
I knew I was going to be the first one in the hot seat. I knew it. I was the first one last time. I was the first one last time, man.
Oh, man. Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Damn.
All right.
Here we go. I'm on with it.
If I had all of your exes in one room, what would they all agree on about you?
God damn.
I think they would all agree that that B Ham an asshole. But I'll agree with you. And they would all agree to that because I tell anybody when I first meet you and you get to know me, I'm gonna tell you, I'm an asshole, you know. But it's in good nature. I don't be meaning no harm. But I can be an asshole. I promise you, I'm coming for you. So yeah, I'm pretty sure if all of them in one room together, they probably gonna tell you this nigga right here is an asshole to the
team. God mercy, asshole. Okay. We're blowing the world up on that. Okay. All right. Now this is a more serious question. If you and Malcolm,
I'm still in the hot seat. Wait a minute,
yes.
I'm still in the hot seat. Oh,
yes,
shit. Oh.
Okay.
That was
you
an easy
and
question.
We're in a room together. Uh-huh. How would you explain today's generation to him?
Oh. Me and Malcolm. No, whatever.
Remember who you're talking to now.
I know, man. You know, Malcolm was a real person, man. You know what I'm saying? Malcolm believed in, you know, he didn't believe in turning the other cheek. I mean, he believed in standing up for yourself and for your people. You know, man, that'll be a long story. He'll be disappointed at the end of that story. I would just let him know, like, I would be real with him, man. I'll tell him, man, look, a lot of your people kind of followed what you was trying to put out there for us. But there's a lot of young people, boy, they still like, they ain't heard shit you said, my nigga, like, for real. I'm going to talk to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, this generation today, man, we lost, man. We lost.
I was like,
you know what I'm saying? This generation ain't shit. I straight up said, boy, this generation ain't shit. Malcolm, my nigga, Malcolm. We out here killing each other more than. See, what back in Malcolm, I tell Malcolm, you remember in your day, see, y'all had to worry about the white man killing y'all. Now, see, today, man, we got to worry about the white man, the black man, the Chinese man, the Asian, everybody killing the black people. So we fucked up, Malcolm. So that's what I would say. That's what my conversation would be with Malcolm.
Okay, cool. I like that. That was funny. We have a caller on the line. The last four digits of this number is 5802, and you are live. Who do we have? Hello.
Or no.
Hello?
You don't pull me in as a caller.
Or no.
Oh, shit. Oh, damn. I didn't recognize the number, man. My bad. Because the call had dropped a while ago.
Gone. Must have been saying some crazy shit or something because there was no service in this whole area. I'm talking about I didn't even have no 2G.
Yeah, I saw it.
I didn't have no edge network.
Wow.
I didn't have nothing.
Damn.
Yeah, I saw it. It did click
off. They
were
trying to silence a brother. You know, they shut you down, man.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hot then. Okay,
I'm just saying, man.
It was bad. Okay, now what we're going to do is get ready to sign off. And we appreciate everybody for coming on tonight and supporting the show and calling in. And we had some callers on the line. I'm quite sure some of you guys are listening via the link that we sent out to you. And we appreciate all of you. And
right.
We're going to start with Snipe tonight, and you can go ahead and give everybody your information, tell how they can find and follow you and all that.
All right, you can follow me on Instagram, PGChillin81, and, you know, you're going to see a lot of music stuff being posted on there. You know, I'll probably might just chill, but you may see my little stuff on there. Then I got SoundCloud, that's Snipe-3 on SoundCloud. You can see me on there, or you can see me on Facebook at Sid Butler. Make sure the Snipe is in parentheses. All
right? Right on. Make sure the Snipe is in parentheses. Y'all heard that. Respect on my name.
Okay,
D-Ham, how can they find and follow you?
You can catch me on Instagram at DHam33. You can find me on Facebook, Darrell Hamilton. You know, it's my name. Twitter, I'm working on my Twitter. I'll come back to y'all next week with my Twitter stuff. I'm still working on it. I'm not really Twitter inclined like Donald Trump, so, you know.
I just can't. Come on. Yeah, but no. Okay. All right.
Oh,
Ms. Nack, how can they find you?
Well, on Twitter and Instagram, it's at Ms. Nack. That's MIZZNAK. On Facebook, I don't need nobody else on there.
Well, I got one
on Facebook already. So if y'all want to find me on the other two. Facebook ain't it.
God damn.
Okay.
God,
DJ Sergeant Rock.
Hey, if you want to find me, you can find me on Facebook at Anthony space DJ Sergeant Rock space Hale. That's H-A-L-E. And my Instagram is DJ Sergeant Rock _workshop. And don't forget to stop by Tape Sauce and check out the projects. You know what I'm saying? TapeSauce.com. Who got the motherfucking sauce? We got the motherfucking sauce. The sexiest R&B mixtape ever is coming soon, and you are not ready. Trill.
Okay.
Hey.
Pow, pow, pow. All right, you guys, you can find me on everything at Tweety Bird, BYRD334. Just put that in there, and I'm not telling what to pop up.
Better be careful, man.
See what you get.
That's,
see
yeah.
what you get. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. All right. Okay. He is our sensei of the show, so I want you to end the show with something positive. So give us a positive word for us to carry on through next week.
Look, man. All right. This is what I'm gonna say. If you don't want nobody to do it to you, don't do it to nobody.
Right on.
Now that's true.
I'm going to keep it on some basic shit.
Now that's
right
on.
If you find me and get you a job with the CIA, FBI, or the DEA, I can't be found. And if you stumble upon me, keep your hands out your pocket,
oh,
hold
man.
Your hands up, and wave.
Man, I'm gone. I am fucking gone. You know what? You know what I'm going to do right now, you guys? Since we were gone for 2018, okay, I'm going to let Uncle Murder fill y'all in on everything that happened in 2018, all right? This is a whole rundown of the whole 2018 in one song, all right? And we're going to go out on that, and you guys be safe. Thank you all for listening, and we will see you right here next week on Monday at 9 p.m. on Tweety Bird Central. You guys make sure you be here, lock it in, and set your reminders and all of that stuff, because we're going to be talking about new topics every week. And we love y'all, and we'll see ya.
True.
Happy New Year. Takashi got snatched by the feds. He's done. I'm like, damn, why they doing that to 50 Cent son? Can't forget about him getting robbed and kidnapped. Y'all thought he was joking. Now that was on Big Tech.
Really,
he even joked on himself about getting sacked. People say he had the worst verse on getting strapped. Suck my dick, suck my dick. That's what Takashi said. 369, tell that little nigga hold his head. He went to Chicago and then get shot. Just for gone, fuck the time it was, he still get robbed. Him and his security was supposed to die there. Somebody sent shots that she keepin' time fair. Still got 28 years, you don't hear about it. Nobody saying free sure, cause nobody care about it. Nicki ain't wanna fight when Cardi tryna pop. But Cardi the one that left money, whose side y'all choosing? Nicki rap better, Bacardi sweating out better music. Whatever Cardi top hot, the people like the shit. Black not a fan of Cardi, cause she don't write
so
shit.
What?
Young Buck got caught up with some gay shit. Cause I'm G-Unit, niggas thought I wasn't gonna say shit.
What?
Nah, fuck that, he got caught with a tranny.
Take it easy on that nigga, murder, he still pissed.
The White Howard got caught with a tranny, nigga. So much pussy out here, I don't be understanding, nigga. Kanye still a mess. Don't win no 350s around me. Drake said it's the best. He think Drake fuck Kim K. That nigga stressed.
He
out here with Donald Trump's dick on his breath. You be embarrassing yourself when you in the public setting, gay. Now I see why Jay-Z ain't go to your wedding, gay.
Then
you got life, bro. What's next, Jay? Ass ass with that red hat looking like a Donald Trump mascot. Nigga lost his mind. He need to lose his voice. How you on TMZ saying slavery was his choice?
Wow.
Don't put no new music out. We don't want to hear that shit. You a coon and you fucked up Deanna Taylor shit. Bill Cosby locked up with the goons. We know he guilty. For free Bill, he gon' die soon. I swear them crackers be acting like they shit don't stink. That's what you get though, Bill, for putting pills in them bitches' drink. Meek Mill came home, got picked up in the helicopter. Went to the game, was in the locker room with the whole roster. Know that Judge hated that, she don't want to see him prosper. He had some good lawyers on it, like Ghost and Proctor. Talking about power, R.I.P. Kanan. Tommy shot Angela, crazy ass Caucasian. Now you know him and Ghost will have a few issues. When Tyreek finally get killed, nobody gon' miss
it.
My Get the Snap video came on after Kanan died. I was hyped to be on Stars, I ain't even gon' lie. 50 put me in the movie with Bruce Willis. Don't laugh at me, y'all. They killed me in like 2 minutes. I get in there, the people like when I talk about it. It's that time of the year, so I'ma talk about it. They know what happened, they still want me to talk about it. They heard what happened, they still want me to talk about it. Crazy, crazy, sick, crazy. Crazy, crazy, sick, crazy. This year too much shit happened. Not trying to be here for a whole hour rapping. Birdman got tired of getting caught the fuck out. Finally paid Wayne and he let the Carter 5 come out. Wells at the airport, forgot that he had a gun. Drake didn't want nobody to know that he had a son. Drake versus Pusha T, that was a good one. If Drake would've responded, I think he could've won. Letting us know Drake had a kid was a genius move. Minus that, the second diss track was just cool. Drake ain't respond, so Push got the W. Drake told LeBron, somebody gonna end up snuffing you. Rondo snuffed Chris Paul and spit on him. Carmelo got the whole NBA trying to shit on him. Nobody wanna sign him, it don't make no sense. Acting like he ain't even good enough to come off the bench. Draymond Green called Kevin Durant a bitch. The NFL hated how Nike got behind Kaepernick. Say y'all got the rebound and ran the wrong way. LeBron said, fuck this, I'm taking my talent to LA. Cleveland ain't shit without him, tell me I'm lying. Black people don't give a fuck about George Bush dying. R.P. Stan Lee, whistle was Donald Trump. Lil Uzi made Rich the Kid look like a punk. No plug walk, he did the plug right, he was out. And he got robbed and beat up at his bitch house.
Dang.
I think Tory Brick locked you up for your new freezer. Quavo said he fucked Nicki Sand and I ain't either. Nicki versus Travis Scott, she don't like that nigga. He only out soul, look, cause he fucking Cali Jenner. Kim was on Ecstasy with Ray J recorded. That's what she just said for Ray, it's a show getting boring. So Chloe, baby father, cheating on TMZ. Nipsey Hussle smacking some nigga outside BT. Free ride over A.R.F., they in the feds. Bring XX Cynthion back, take Trippy Red. Bring Mac Miller back, take Lil Xan. Fuck him anyway, shorty ain't no Tupac fan. Now drop the Jay drop would be on the same day. Like Ethan got Jay still feeling some kind of way. Jay was in that water like I'ma protect me. With the helmet on, looking funny riding that jet ski.
That was fun.
And he check Offset for calling B a bitch. Cardi left Offset cause of the cheating shit. Give him another chance, he on the gram explaining it. He ain't fuck shorty, he was just entertaining it. Wendy Williams, talk about how your husband cheating. Having the oops baby with another girl, now you leaving. He tired of your ass, not having no ass. He played, he was just using you for your cash.
Good for you.
I get it now, the people like when I talk about it. It's that time of the year, so I'ma talk about it. They know what happened, they still want me to talk about it. They heard what happened, they still want me to talk about it. Crazy, crazy, sick, crazy. Crazy, crazy, sick, crazy. This year too much shit happened. Not trying to be here for a whole hour rapping. That Lil Duval record had me upset. Like it had bum bitches acting like they living their best life. Don't smell, bitch, you better cut it out. You still live in the projects at your mother house. Kodak was on Evo show when he walked out. How you gonna try to talk about some shit he can't talk about? Pull him in the signing ticket if he trying to help. Don't do it in no interview where he can indict himself. Safari got wrong when no Andy so crying. I don't know if he was telling the truth or if he was lying. That corny nigga was fucking niggy. I don't like him. I'm mad they hit Safari with a body wear diaper. This year too much shit happened. Not trying to be here for a whole hour rapping. Laughing at my own jokes, I really think I'm funny. Ben still ain't find that nigga else have no money. R.P. Kim Porter, we all know you in heaven. Fuck gon' make sure them kids good, don't
be up there stressing. R.P. Aretha Franklin, we lost a legend. You was more than talented, you truly was a blessing. Kings killing kings to become her famous. What the real niggas back, R.P. Young Raven. R.P. Lil Junior from the Bronx got stabbed up. Lately it's like all the gangsters sitting not adding up. Meanwhile, Amber Rose, they'll rather be a slut. K. Michelle got them implants looking out of butt. This year I'm not gonna talk about that.
I'm not.
Chris Brown ain't dead, I'm not squeezed the fucking king. Ronnie Brown kicked Jenny out of hotel room. He was on track when he did that, his red eyes on. Supposedly she was in the hallway naked. If it's true, blame it on whatever drugs he was taking. Say no to drugs when I tell kids I meet. Don't want me like Joel Santana with no teeth. Just them reunited, they sound good together. I don't think Stevie J and Faith look good together. I'm like, what would Biggie say? Nothing, probably just smacked the shit out of Stevie J. Will Simpson basically said he was gay. He announced that he had a boyfriend the other day. NBA young boy admitted he had herpes. His little bitch got it too, they both dirty. This year too much shit happened. Not trying to be here for a whole hour rapping. Meek and Drake be dead, them niggas school again. Some little white kids set up a school again. See, shootings begin committed by white people. Why the fuck police still shooting up my people? People got a vote that is not to be slept on. I respect Mike Song, get his Malcolm X song. White cop let me shot a black man in his crib. She thought it was her house, no bitch, that's where he lived. Black Panther had us all proud to be black. No superhero movie ever did numbers like that. Chad Williams don't think Tiffany had it funny. Lee James finally paid Dame Dash's money. Funk Flex said Dame Dash pussy, he fell. When he said Travis Scott stole A$AP Rocky style. My niggas like keep going, they want more. Okay. Travis got a coon like his brother-in-law. Performing for the Super Bowl, knowing the situation. Now when his music come on, I change station. That's why Tyga on the radio lit again. Your bitch probably want to suck that nigga dick again. And after that interview you did about Mike Brown, saying he deserved that, it's clear now you a clown.
That's how you feel?
You and Kanye down low baggage. Jay gave Wayne $7 million for taxes.
I need help too.
This year too much shit happened. Not trying to be here for a whole hour rapping.
I'm not.
It's too long, it's been a bit shorter. My nigga Trey Songz fucking Steve Harvey daughter. I'm off this, enough with that. Hey, I'll be back throwing niggas under the bus next year.
Whoa.
I get it now, the people like when I talk about it. It's that time of the year, so I'ma talk about it. They know what happened, they still want me to talk about it. They heard what happened, they still want me to talk about it. Crazy, crazy, sick, crazy. Crazy, crazy, sick, crazy. This year too much shit happened. Not trying to be here for a whole hour rapping.
Real soft. Wow. And we out of here. Yeah.